O'Malley and Huckabee and Paul, oh my! And when is a cat not a cat?
Welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for February 5th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stanton.
Wow, that had some pizzazz. Thank you, Janine, and thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Let's get right into it, shall we?
Yes.
So they're in Iowa. You have to remember, I write these things two and a half weeks ahead of schedule, so I have to kind of guess what's going to happen in Iowa.
You did a good job.
Yeah. I had O'Malley and Huckabee and Paul, and they're gone now.
And they are gone now. And so here are what some people. We have some comments from GoComics.com.
Okay, cool.
KM said that it's been said for years that commanding a bar band is Martin O'Malley's best first destiny. Anything else is a waste of material.
A bar band?
A bar band. This was proven eminently by O'Malley's waste of oxygen while reigning over the state of Maryland. There's a reason we called him O'Malley, O-W-E. Or, as the signs used to say, welcome to Maryland. What's in your wallet?
Well, thanks for the note. And yeah, O'Malley, as I've mentioned, is sort of the Putin of American politics. He takes his shirt off because he's a handsome man.
Yes, in fact, Dog Day 88 commented
Dog
on
Day
that.
Dog Day 88?
Yes.
Okay.
Dog Day 88 says, thank you, Scott, for sparing us a Putin-like experience. Once was way too much.
So these are people.
Because didn't actually show it.
I never showed it, but
showed
I also run
off.
In the Baltimore Sun. So that's where these people are seeing this. So that's
okay.
Kind of awesome. So
that
yay,
is awesome.
Yay, Baltimore. And I always thought I'd get a job there. Remember?
I did. That's what you were
saying. I had a premonition.
Yeah, but your premonitions never come true anyway.
No.
So pretty much if you have a premonition, that means it will not happen.
Yes. So if I ever have a bad one, we know.
Nah, not going to happen.
No
it's
worries.
Okay.
And then later, Carmen goes in search of, or do we go back to Hugging Buddy, freaking out about Bernie?
Yes, we do.
And ta-da! The count out of Iowa, of course, was extremely close, closest it's ever been. And in fact, it looks like they're going to revisit the count because they flipped coin, 40 times, and she won 40 times or something like that. It's some crazy kind of alchemy that is virtually and statistically impossible. So I know this will be hard to believe for anyone listening to this podcast, but stay with me on this. The Clintons may be embroiled in a controversy.
No,
yes.
That never happens.
Yes, the squeaky clean Clintons, yes, they may be embroiled in yet another one. Now we're heading towards New Hampshire, and it looks very much like Bernie's going to win big there, although Hillary is actually closing that gap, but my suspicion is he'll win there. Now, the other question.
Is?
Trump could win New Hampshire big.
No.
The tracking polls.
Please say no.
I'm sorry,
you're scaring
sweetie.
Me.
The tracking polls are still showing that he is way ahead. Rubio is surging, which is kind of interesting because that's always been the candidate I had my eye on. And Cruz is kind of, crashing, as we suspected the person coming out of Iowa, the Republican coming out of Iowa, would. So, it's going to be interesting. Monday, we're going to find a whole lot more out, and then it goes down to South Carolina and Nevada, and then it goes to Super Tuesday on March 1st, and I will be drawing ahead of time, trying to guess how all of that's going to come down.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you. Now, we were talking on the way over here briefly. We had an exchange with a reader.
Right.
Can you explain what was her complaint?
Or his complaint?
Was it her?
I did not. Him? Actually did not write this down, so I don't remember. It was a woman, and she was complaining that you had done a comic strip where Winslow, or as she said, a cat, was chasing a bird.
Yes.
And the date she wrote, there was one with Winslow kind of pushing Carmen. I thought, okay, is this a joke?
Maybe she's British. It's a bed.
But apparently you did one where Winslow wanted to fly, so he goes to the bird and the bird flies away and he tries to fly after it and says life is unfair.
Yes.
So that's what she was writing about, that you should not have cat in the same frame as a bird because it encourages people to let their cats chase and kill birds.
Our lovely producer George is looking over at us going, really?
Yes.
Because that's what
she
told
said.
Me that,
she
I went,
was,
really? So you,
she was very upset.
We responded saying...
Saying that you weren't the cat was really a coyote and was not actually chasing the bird, was just trying to fly.
And she wrote back saying...
She said she bought that and she understands it may be what you meant, but to please never put Winslow in the frame with a bird ever, ever again.
Wow, that's a lot of evers. Did she explain what the objection was?
Well, I think it's that you're encouraging cats to I'm assuming cat owners, not actual cats, since I don't think a lot of cats read the comics.
Oh, take that back.
But
I don't want to offend our cat reading audience. So go on, I'm sorry.
Well, that's maybe that it kind of encourages them to go out and kill, let their cats go out and kill birds.
Wow.
Something like that.
Welcome to our world. This is what we deal with here at Prickly City. We get stuff like this. My sons always joke to me about the strip being about the cat and the black girl, which, of course, Carmen is indeterminate ethnicity. I've never said what she is. And Winslow is a coyote cub, but he does look cat-ish. So I get my sons making fun of me and apparently crazy people who get upset about cats being in the same cartoon as birds.
She's not a cat lady, obviously. The opposite of a cat
Or
lady.
She feels you should keep the cat inside. Listen, they actually have put what's the camera? GoPros on cats, and they're horrible. They're miserable animals. They actually do kill. You know, they always say, man is the only one who kills for sport. Well, that's not true. Cats kill on average, house cats that are released at night, kill on average between 16 and 20 things a night.
What about during the day?
They sleep and lick themselves. You know.
That works.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just jealous. I don't know. That's just one of those things that you have to deal with when you do a comic strip and have to kind of explain things to people and take them slow and be patient.
And it's kind of fun to see what weird things people come up with.
Sure.
Or unusual things, not weird. Didn't mean to call her weird.
She's not.
Okay, a little.
Okay. So anything else this week? Have we got any other comments or emails?
Well,
we need
Old
to respond
Sarge
to?
Was saying that is
Old
there
Sarge.
Yes, he was saying, is there anyone who we would really want in the White House? And K. Jordan 2001 commented back saying, sure, but they're too smart to run for president.
I don't know if that's entirely true, but you know, I think that the Republican debates, I had this discussion with a Democratic friend, liberal friend of mine last night, and I tried to tell him that the last debate, sans Trump, was actually an adult discussion about substantive stuff. But we have a child. We have a cranky, Tourette's-ridden, blow-dried child who's sucking all the air out of this discussion. It's making me crazy. This should be a serious discussion for serious times, and it's not. On the Democratic side, you know, I think either Hillary would not be a catastrophe. I would never vote for her, but there are worse candidates, you know, and they may nominate them. But as it stands right now, I think that there's some pretty good choices and some fairly smart people. Because of the 24-hour news cycle, we caricature these people, and that's kind of my job, you know, but they become these cartoon characters, and they're actually rather three-dimensional and interesting and should be considered seriously.
But Trump is a cartoon character, pretty much.
Oh, that's all he is. What? He's killing me. I love the idea of statesmanship as high art, and he's just killing it.
Well, I think it's kind of funny that you've heard people say that he's just saying what people are really thinking. So most people are stupid, as you always tell me anyway.
No, I don't.
No.
That's a lie.
You don't.
I never say people are stupid.
Never.
Especially readers of Prickly City and listeners of this podcast, who I want to thank for tuning in this week.
We always say they're the exception.
Always.
Always.
The exception. Hey, I want to thank all of you for listening. I want to thank Rivet Radio and our producer, George. George, what's your last name?
Drake.
George Drake?
Hey, George.
You're kidding.
Cool
That's
name.
Like a superhero name. That's like, and in his alter ego as George Drake Jr.
He does wear glasses.
He does.
He takes them off, maybe.
Anyway, go to Rivet Radio and get the app and make your smartphone that much smarter. If you want to leave us a comment, email us at pricklycity@gmail.com. Let's try that again. Email us at pricklycity@gmail.com or leave a comment at GoComics or at scottstantis.com. There's a million ways you can contact us.
A million
ways. Until then, we'll see you in the funny papers.